searching for light in the darkness of insanity. I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is the only pain, hatred, and misery?
We're good. Yo, what's up?
What's up, everybody?
Mitch, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Sammy?
I'm tired, dude.
We got a party going on here tonight.
Yeah, huge party. There's so many people here. I don't even know who to look at.
You say something about that song. It's got like those heavy words, but it's an uplifting song. It's kind of throwing me off.
Art likes that song. That's why he picks it. All right?
I like it for you.
See that? I guess I need to be uplifted. Yeah, I just got to be honest. I had an hour and a half full body deep tissue massage today, and I'm so out of it and relaxed at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You were kind of like tranquil when I came and picked you up today.
I still am tranquil, I think.
Like I was telling Art, I came and picked up Sammy. I drive an hour down from Flemington. I'm drinking Red Bull. I'm playing my music. I'm like playing drums on my steering wheel, going nuts, getting myself pumped up. Come to Sammy's house. I'm hitting him with like, you know, 10 different questions. Sammy's like, hair's all messed up. He just woke up. He looks at me with this glazed over look, and he goes, I don't even know what's going on right now.
Yeah, I woke up and just like one of them, when you wake up and you have no idea where you're at, and you're like a complete blackout for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you were seeing like right through me, man.
Yeah, I didn't wake up till we got out of Quick Check, I think. And then I drank my whole coffee and I'm still tired. I don't get it.
We'll get through it.
Yeah, so. Oh, are we recording?
We are.
All right. Just want to make sure we don't do it.
We are on the air.
It's him.
He's the guy.
What do you got over there? Anything good?
Nothing.
What do you want to talk about?
I'm looking at Yahoo and I don't see anything I want to talk about. So you go ahead.
What do you mean? You got nothing?
It's a boring day.
Shh. I had a busy day. I worked till 2 in the morning last night. I was with Brittany till 4 in the morning, 4:30. We went and gambled a little bit. Then I woke up, went to the gym, and I just been rushing around all day. Blackjack.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
No,
just relax and play.
Yeah.
I don't ever go to a casino expecting to win money. I go expecting to lose. So, it's just, it's entertainment, you know what I mean?
I was always told, take as much money as you can afford to lose. When that's up, go home. And luckily, I've never been blessed with winning too much, so I don't really gamble that often.
Yeah, I used to play poker for a living, so, you know, that fed my addiction for years, man. I made a lot of money.
That would get me, going.
Yeah. I didn't benefit from it, but I was with a girl for 10 years. She benefited. You know, when we broke up, she probably had $250,000 worth of jewelry, and that was when gold was like 300 an ounce. Now it's what?
So you'd be that guy that win big and like be walking back from the casino and see all those shops and just start buying up stuff?
No, I wasn't dumb. I would go to like a real jeweler and buy shit cheaper, you know? She just liked jewelry and it was an easy gift, and I was on the shit list a lot, so like that would get me out of it, you know what I mean?
Bro, I remember.
You know, I disappear for 14 days and like show up like just a disaster. She's like, where you been? And I was like, here, I got this platinum diamond ring for you. It was really expensive. Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, yeah. I was like, I was playing poker, you know.
So she's not sitting in a bar with some guy going, that's not real.
No, she said she sold everything, but I don't believe her, you know. I feel like, I'm going to get honest, I feel like when you guys break up, I should get half of that. I paid for it. No? What are your take on that?
It depends.
We were never married.
No lie. Like, all right, let's talk about this. So,
let's talk about it.
If you break up, now whose fault is it? Now, did you cheat?
It was my fault. I didn't cheat on her, but I couldn't get my life together.
We're talking hypotheticals, we're talking about actions.
Let's talk about real life shit. What do you mean? in that situation, I was with her for 10 years. She gave me so many chances to get my life together, and I couldn't. So she finally left. And that was good for her because she smartened up, you know. I couldn't be the man she wanted me to, and she left. I don't like your answer.
I don't like a lot of things about life either.
Can you turn his mic off? I mean, I'm just kidding. You're right. She should have kept everything.
A lot of those things you were buying to make up for stuff, right?
Most of it.
Yeah. So, but let's say in a perfect world, you're a perfect boyfriend.
I am a perfect boyfriend.
Because this happened to a friend I know, and he's a really good man. Started off great, accelerated fast. She was a stay-at-home wife. For me, I don't think anybody should be a stay-at-home wife if they're young, willing, and able, and they don't have kids. I mean, what are you going to do? Sit around, twiddle your thumbs? Like, what is... Yeah, you know, anyway, everyone should have a passion that they're pursuing, at the very least. And, she ended up, doing her thing on the side, and now she gets half. That doesn't make sense to me. That's why I like to play devil's advocate and just get the real from what you're saying, and also take it to the other side. You know, in that case, now.
I'm just burnt. I'm burnt.
Everything.
That's it, right?
They get everything. You live in a can, become homeless.
Where the hell was I?
So what if you get
who was I talking to last night?
It falls under where you get divorced.
Oh, I was at the bank today talking to. I was at the bank.
No.
No.
Yeah. For this reason. Okay. Staying together and keeping the
but not always did they win. Because I was at the bank today talking to this guy who, this financial planner. And he told me that his wife tried to sue him for everything. She even tried taking his dog. And she lost everything in court except she has custody of the kid and he pays child support. But he doesn't pay alimony. She didn't get the house. She didn't get anything else.
Alimony's tough these days. That's not like it used to be. All right. 30 years ago,
I don't know nothing about that, so.
Yeah, I never been married either. What is it?
What alimony would be? They were housewives that raised the kids. They didn't have jobs. So
if the
marriage was dissolved, then they got alimony because the house of raising the kids was their job.
Yes, that makes sense. I'm not talking about a housewife.
Now it's more like, now it's, you almost need two incomes to, even float water.
So tell me about what you guys think about this. All right, so we're talking about wealth and what happens to wealth. Well, what about the other side of that? What happens to debt? Because I have a buddy that works a restaurant life, and everyone knows what that's like. You're working 20 hours, 6 days a week. Couldn't keep an eye on things, trusted his wife with the finances. Sometime down the road, they end up splitting, and he's left splitting her debt that she ran. She didn't pay the bills, she didn't pay the association fees to where they live, and they have all this astronomical debt to the point where it's crippling, and he's screwed. And he,
they were married?
Yeah, they were married for like 10 years.
So it's a joint thing, I know you're supposed to trust your wife, but as a man, shouldn't you check up on this stuff? Right.
But then again, if you're the housewife, and she's got the time, you trust her, she's your wife.
It isn't a matter of trust. Maybe she doesn't have that skill set or discipline to pay the bills on time. You can watch your credit go right out the door.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
I mean, I was just saying hypothetical because I don't know if it was me, I'd be watching my credit card. Once that thing started to rise, and I know I wasn't spending on it.
Yeah, I'd be cutting that off. I like that jacket. What is that?
This is Adidas.
Nice. Looks nice and silky. Blends with your haircut nice.
Yeah.
Slick back, right? The shirt. Is that an Apple Watch?
I kind of like greasy nowadays.
Is that an Apple Watch too?
Yeah, it's an Apple Watch. I don't even know how to use it, man.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
So why do you have it?
I'm an idiot like that.
Can you text me from the watch?
What's that?
Can you text me from the watch?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Text. I would have to either choose from a couple of prompts, or I could speak into it.
So speak into it.
Oh, you have the watch?
Yeah, I want to buy the watch.
Is that the Apple?
How much is it? 300?
Apple watch?
Couple hundred?
There's like a whole bunch. I know that I don't really remember what I was doing back then, but I remember I bought the most expensive one. Because, you know, that kind of stuff was important back then, right?
Yeah, word.
Is that the Apple watch?
That's the Apple watch. Yeah. Do you even,
it does a bunch of things out.
You don't even know what you're doing over there?
No.
Can I see it?
He's still
wait, you don't even know? I'm getting up.
He's still in the play phase.
Oh, I'm so sore from that massage. Holy crap. That's where we're taking it, huh? There you go. I just want to see if I can text myself.
Go ahead.
It's locked. What's your passcode?
7887. There you go, world.
You only got a watch for sale. The code is 7887250.
And I'm a simple dude, so one password for everything in my life.
No, I don't say that over here.
Give us that password.
That's the truth.
All right, move, exercise, stand.
There
I don't
goes
want
my identity.
That. Shazam, battery, Apple. Apple stock is 121.
Is it really? Is it really?
That's what it says.
I got to sell. I bought it at 111. It was.
Is your phone on you?
Is my yes? Thank you.
Oh, no, I'm just trying to learn this watch.
Dude, you really want to
so
do that right now?
So you can't text from here, though.
What are you sending to my phone right now?
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just pushing buttons.
Maybe we might want to concentrate on the show right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Sticky Fingers.
Did you see the memo about this?
Yo, you weren't hearing. Art's got this little thing that does a bunch of sounds now.
No, he's going crazy with it. All right, hit again.
Yo, do the baby one.
This is tonight.
Yeah, there we go. That's a good one for tonight.
Yo. So
what's up?
Today's Tuesday. Our show won't be live tomorrow, but it's taped right now. Because I didn't want to, yeah.
Like
don't call in because it's not live. But I didn't want to, you know, have 3 weeks without a show. Because last week I had a speaking engagement I had to be at, and next week I'm performing at the Stress Factory, so there won't be a show next week unless we tape it again next week. So there, yeah. I'm totally unprepared, and I'm tired, and I'm in like a relaxed state of mind. My body hurts. And Mitch woke me up with a sound sleep.
Yeah.
And I thought I was getting murdered.
Hit him with 1,000 questions.
Yeah. What's this and that? And then, you ready? You know what I'm saying?
Where's everybody
else? How many Red Bulls?
Drinking some drink?
I'm like, dude, I don't even know what's going on right now. I was confused. I got nothing. Trump lost, huh, last night? I think that is, he's going to lose a lot.
Yeah, let's talk about Iowa.
From
yeah, let's
on,
talk
from
about
here on out, you think he's going to lose?
What was that?
Let's talk about Iowa.
You ever been
exactly
to Iowa?
I drove through Iowa. Actually, I lived in Illinois. That was the next state over, but I didn't really go there.
You ever
it's
go to Iowa?
A whole lot in Iowa?
Hell no, man. What's in Iowa?
Potatoes?
I don't know.
No, I thought that was Idaho. Exactly. You don't know what they got.
And Clinton, Hillary barely won out too, right?
Yeah,
like Bernie Sanders almost beat her.
I hear that like people really do not understand the severity of what she did as far as the emails. Like, you know, people died because of the information that was leaked through her dumbass emails.
Really? Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's why I hear.
I don't really know.
I don't know. I'm not really in politics. I'm just saying hearsay right now, but I believe
is that
it.
All over the internet? Is that what?
Well, that was she was keeping her email on her own personal server.
Somebody
hacked into
it? Yeah, it's easily hacked.
Top secret information.
It was like the kind of information.
Yeah, but I was listening to an interview from somebody in the State Department, and they said that if you have classified documents or emails on a classified system, you can't even get them off that system. So how would they even get onto her iPhone?
There was information
or BlackBerry.
That you could.
Good question for the Chinese.
No, there was information that she.
Because there's firewalls and stuff that they. Won't
I'm going to tell
up.
You if you let me tell you.
My bad.
There is information that could only be spoken in person. Like, it's kind of like me sending you a text, like, yo, we got to talk. And then we go and we talk in person, and then you text me, hey, dude, remember? And then you text me all the shit that we just talked about.
So that's what she did.
Yeah.
She met up with, I don't know.
That, I mean,
she met up with Joe Biden. They had a conversation, and she texted Obama what they were talking about.
Yeah, I don't know who, and what, and where the information went, but I know that the information was very, very sensitive. That people's lives in her hand, and she messed it up. That's what I hear, though.
People are human, though.
People are human. When you're talking about people's lives, it's like
the kind of information. Maybe I shouldn't have just said that. I'll take that one back. You know?
It's like SEAL Team 6 stuff, like, you know, that maybe kind of operations thought, overseas type stuff.
What's going on?
You know?
SEAL Team 6.
You know? Zero Dark 30 stuff.
Was it like that, though?
That's right here. I believe a lot of stuff I'm told. I'm gullible.
I don't believe anything I'm told. And only half of what I see.
Really?
Yeah, because the hand's faster than the eye, so looks are deceiving.
Man, and you play poker?
I do. But I read people very well.
Ah.
That's why I'm good at poker.
And you're staring at me as you say that.
Because I'm reading everything about you.
I'm
right
a little
now.
Bit worried right now. I'm like, what does he know? He's in my kitchen scrambling my eggs.
So what else, guys? I don't know what to talk about. Let's talk about this show Saturday. I'm hosting a show this Saturday at the Keene University for the LASIK Recovery High School.
Where can people buy their tickets?
People can buy their tickets. I don't know even the website. What's that website? You just bought a ticket, didn't you?
Yeah, shit. You bought it for me. I know. I just gave you my credit card.
I don't know. I just like lost.
Oh, you bought 100 tickets.
That's what it did. That's why your show is sold out. Damn.
I thought it was. It should be sold out soon. I don't know. I got to find the link, but. Tickets are almost sold out. I'm hosting a show. Huh? What'd you say?
Eventbrite.
There you go. Eventbrite. / something, right?
Yeah.
/ believe.
Is it believe gala?
Yeah, believe gala. Something like that. See, Art knows.
There you go, Art.
But I never hosted a show before. I've done stand up before, but I never hosted it. Yeah, so I'm like nervous about it.
So how long do you have on stage? Like,
I'll get up, host. I'll get up and warm the crowd up. Introduce the first comedian.
Is it all comedians? Or?
Yeah, there's three of them. Billy, that was here. Will, that was here. That's why I had them on. He's headlining Will because he's. Okay. Yeah. And then Lola, remember the lady from the first show? Yeah.
Will's hilarious.
And it's her first time. She's like popping her stand-up cherry. So.
Oh yeah.
And she's gonna be my first one.
All right.
I can't wait to see her cry and run off stage. Lola, if you're listening.
All right, so tell me, choke. How does the whole comedic process work, and like, how do you get yourself ready for the time that you have on stage?
How do I?
Yeah.
Stay away from people.
You stay away from people?
I like to get it in my head and put on some music and just get focused.
Okay.
That's why I'm usually quiet.
You don't like sketch, do a skeleton, like script for yourself?
I have a script. I have material, but I can't use it at this event because it's for high school students.
So you can't curse?
I can curse,
okay,
but I can't talk about
drugs, sex, and women.
Right.
Wow, that eliminates like your whole act.
I know. I'm just gonna get up and say, hey, we have a great comedy show for you. My first comedian is Lola. Here you go. And let her take over. Yeah.
Dude, I'm buying this ticket because I thought I was gonna watch you rock it out. I want to see you get up there and get mean and scare some
people. I'll do a little dance for you. I don't know what else to do. You know what I mean? I'll do a little dance.
I'm going to be haggling you, man. You're going to be up there and be like, boo.
You don't want to do that. I'll throw the mic at you.
Yeah, shit. It'll be a couple rows back.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a lot of people. Shout out to Summit for buying a table with this thing, and they're bringing like 8 people. And I don't know. But the closer I get, the more nervous I'm getting. I don't know why. I don't know, because I never hosted, maybe. I mean, it can't be any different, though. Right, and that sucks, and it's scary, right? And it's uncomfortable.
You're out of your comfort zone.
I hope I don't shit my pants on stage.
Just kidding. You just stand up there, uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
You guys smell that? I'm like, yeah.
You ever hear about the Pence parties?
No, what are they?
You never heard about the Pence parties?
No.
I haven't been to one, but I've heard of them.
Yeah, that sounds like you have experience with them.
I swear to God. I mean, but, I haven't been to one.
You know about the Pence party? No, I never
even. News to me.
Yeah, what is it? Go ahead, Mitch. I mean, tell us.
Literally, I heard about it in college, and basically everybody wears the Pens, and you get shit faced, and yeah, you just let it go. You don't go to the bathroom. I think the first one to let it go loses. I don't know. I don't know what the rules
are. So you hold
are.
Your poop as long as you can? You know how unhealthy that
I'm
is?
I'm pretty sure it's pee too.
Yeah, but that's. You get cancer from that.
Yeah, I think the whole point of wearing the Pens is not holding it.
Yeah. So what's the point? Do you win something?
I mean, what's the point of all drinking games?
Oh, it's a drinking
game. It's in college. You get.
Oh, you never played it.
No, I never played it.
Did you belong to a fraternity?
No, I did not
like a frat person.
I look like a frat person.
No, you don't.
Okay, good, good. I mean, I ain't got nothing against frats. I'm just
no,
saying,
me either. But.
It's not my thing.
I like sororities.
Sororities are fun.
Full of girls I'm into.
Yeah, I went to East Stroudsburg University, and there were some pretty wild sororities there.
I don't know. I don't know what to talk about. I'm so
what other shows you got coming after the Believe Gala?
Believe Gala Saturday. Wednesday, I have Stress Factory in New Brunswick on the 10th. Let me check my calendar. Wednesday the 10th at 8 o'clock. And then the 14th, I have a show in Philly. Any addresses in my email?
Do you know where it is in Philly?
Like, and I need to call this guy who's throwing the show after this. And he wants me to open for his show. So I'll have more information on that after I make this phone call when I leave here. You're right. The fundraiser for City of Angels. What's it called?
Stevie B.
Stevie B. I used to listen to him. I was drinking 40s on Wetzel Field.
The Miami Sound.
Yeah, he was. I like his music. You got any on there?
Actually, I thought that they sent something out on Facebook today.
Did they?
Yeah.
Stevie B was at. What the hell's the name? Spring Love? No. Diamond Girl? I forget the name of the song. But Stevie B.
Yeah, excuse me.
That's Stevie? Commercial.
Sorry about that.
Trying to find. Oh, here we go. Spring Love Tour. Stevie B live in concert this Saturday, February 6th. Tickets are $35. Doors open at 8:30. Yeah, so I'm. The show I'm doing ends at like 8, so I'm gonna. We're gonna.
We might see you by the end there.
Yeah, I'm gonna come show up.
You know.
Shout out to my man Ralph Cologne. He's gonna be DJing too there Saturday for that Stevie B thing. But I love house music. I love freestyle, and that's what he is. And
nice.
You know, I would love to get there and fist pump if I can make it down.
Like freestyle, like the techno music.
Yeah, I'll play a song.
Yeah, when someone told me like, yeah, listen to freestyle, I'm like, all right, nice. I thought they were talking about rapping.
Nah, freestyle like
it was like '90s like fast beat techno. It's pretty intense, man. It gets going. Really does.
Here we go, Stevie B. Yeah, Spring Love. I knew that was the name of the song.
It's a little funky, you know?
It's 80s, though, you know?
It is 80s.
But this is a huge song. Like, you got to see his mullet. They have a video. He has a mullet. What a product.
Yeah. I mean, like, you can't stay still to this type of music.
No, you just gotta bounce around. I mean, yeah, this song was the shit. You were brokenhearted. I know the song. I drank a lot of 40s in this before my balls dropped. I mean, it was like 14, 15.
Oh, really? Ever play Edward 40 Hands?
The what?
Edward 40 Hands?
No.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, so Stevie B Saturday at Cedar Gardens.
TVB.
Yeah, he was big back in the day.
I miss that.
What? Being big back in the day?
The whole Stevie B being big.
Oh, you missed that era?
Yeah, maybe I did. I don't know.
Did you ever have a pair of Z Cavaruccis?
No.
He don't even know. I don't think anybody from Trenton knows what they are. If you're not from Trenton.
I had a pair of Jankos.
All right, you know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
Really?
Come on, tell us.
They're just a pair of jeans. They sold them at Trenton Joe's in a Burg.
Are they like the acid wash jeans with the gathered bottom?
Something like that. I'm going to Google a picture for you guys.
Yeah, thank God I missed that one.
What do you mean?
I was in the grunge era, man. I had long hair. I had Janko jeans. I was a skateboarder. I was like the first era skateboarder.
So, yeah? Can you skateboard? You look like you're too tall for that.
Yeah, you know, it was before I got that tall. I'm telling you, I can't do it now. Literally, I tried.
Oh, Z Cavaricci pants, bro. They came right up. Yes! Yes!
I thought they were the ones that...
Yeah, those kind of look like the pants that are popular now, but not skinny.
You're right. They look like shorter like them, but
yeah, now
they're
ones,
better looking today than they were in the '80s.
I don't.
Did you see those pants? Those really Versace pants or something that the Carolina quarterback came off the plane with when he arrived?
The yellow and white ones.
Yeah, they were like $850 a pair.
Yeah, they were the hideous Cam looking Newton? Things. Yeah, you didn't see them?
Yeah, I'm gonna
check. Oh my god, they were so ugly.
Tell me,
they look good on you.
They might if he dyes his hair blonde.
Not much looks good on me. I gotta stick to my style.
Just black and jeans all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I wear black all the time. That's my style.
Great, Brittany's on her way here. I can't wait.
Awesome, we're gonna interview her.
She won't even get on the mic, though.
Yeah, we'll make her.
I hope so. Yeah, you didn't. I'm trying to find the pants too.
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now.
You found them? Can't be that hard to find.
Newton pants. I typed in Cam Newton and pants. Cam Newton pants came up first. There it is.
That would be the one.
It's pretty fresh.
You like them?
I feel like at the airport is where you try new styles, though. You ever notice that?
But why?
Why? I don't know. Something about the airport makes you feel like a movie star.
So the question is, who will be
Super Bowl
crying on Sunday?
Oh yeah, Super Bowl. Who you got? I mean,
Broncos.
Really think about it.
Broncos. Peyton Manning's gonna win. Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to see him win another, but
he's gonna pick apart that that defense. They're both gonna be rested. Peyton Manning's just gonna be Peyton Manning. He's gonna go out on top. He's gonna win the Super Bowl and retire. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, Cam Newton was such a huge prospect coming out of college that I would just love to see him win one.
Not to mention, there's only been one black quarterback to ever win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
Art loves his
Can
new
you
toy.
Name the quarterback, the only black quarterback to win, and what team?
Oh, definitely wasn't Donovan McNabb.
Nah.
What did he mean?
Don't Google it. Don't Google it either.
I'm not going to Google it. I'm thinking.
I'm trying to think, but nothing's happening.
He was a backup.
He was a backup?
Yep. He was a backup because their quarterback got hurt in the playoffs. Well, then Russell Wilson won too, right? So now there's two.
Yeah,
but he's half, ain't he?
I don't know.
Is Russell Wilson half black? I mean, I'm not trying to be racist. I love everybody.
You're just talking about what is, man.
Right.
I don't know. I know he's a short
guy. Doug Williams was the first one. He was the backup quarterback for the Washington Redskins. And I don't know what year. It was a long time ago. But he was the first one to ever do it.
Who was it?
Doug Williams.
Oh, it's
he was a backup for Redskins.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was 70, so in the 70s. Let's Google it.
I want to see Cam do it, man. He's
I don't think he will, though.
I think he will.
You know?
He's undefeated, right?
Actually, he was in the 80s, and he won the Super Bowl. 22. Super Bowl 22. First, the Broncos. What year? They don't tell you the year? 1988.
Well, this is 50, can't it, man?
Yeah. 1988.
I was 3 years old.
88 or 3, I was 8.
So you were like kind of
aware. No, 7. I was going to be 8.
Kind of aware what's going on. I was still just slobbering on myself. Yeah. Just happy as hell.
Believe me, I didn't have no clue what was going on. I think I 8 years old is when my last sister was born, and I like always wanted a brother, never got one, and they told me it was another girl, and I flipped the fuck out.
And what'd you do?
I don't think I was 8. I think I was 6. What did I do?
Yeah.
Woke up when everybody went to sleep, went in the freaking refrigerator, got all the eggs and threw them all over the kitchen, got the flour, threw it everywhere, broke plates, glasses, went in the basement, got the bleach. Went in the basement, got the bleach, started splashing around, got it in my eyes, ran up and cried to my mom.
I was like, tell me she beat your ass.
She did. But I couldn't even see. Yeah. Yo, they love wooden. My grandma broke a wooden, you know them big, thick wooden cutting boards? She threw that at me and it cracked over my back because I threw my sister down the stairs.
Well,
and I blamed it on the dog. I was a sick person. I was 8 years old. She did something I didn't like. I was like, boom, she fucking tumbled down the stairs. I love you, Ange, my sister Angela. And I blamed it on the dog. My grandma was like, you son of a bitch.
I'm sure that was a fond memory.
What kind of dog did you have?
Cocker Spaniel.
That's a small dog.
I know. Well, my sister was a small baby. Nah, she was like 5'4".
Really?
Yeah. It was only a couple stairs, 3 or 4. Yeah, she just fell on her butt, I think.
Yeah, you're elastic when you're a kid, you know.
Oh yeah, I seen my nephew Nathan. Though. He was like
you
2 years
right
old.
Back up.
He's 17 now, but he was 2. And I remember before my sister moved out, when she first like he was 2 years old, I was sitting on the couch watching TV, and I heard her scream from upstairs. No! And I look up. I'm like, what the hell? And Nathan's tumbling down the stairs. This is about 20 steps. Bing! Head over heels. Ding! 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 Falls flat. Gets up and just starts laughing. I'm like, what? he just tumbled head over heels down 20 steps.
It's the funniest thing when a kid falls, too, because it's the parents' reaction that makes them cry.
Right.
You know, like, they fall all the time.
Because they think,
going,
yeah.
And he goes,
yeah.
You know, that depends on which kid it is. You know, the first kid is like the kid in the bubble. You know what I mean? It's protected. Everything's, oh, my God.
Because you don't know. Because you don't. Like, yeah, he'll be all right.
By the time that third one comes around, if they're not screaming, you're not even phased. You know what I mean?
That's what my sister says about my niece. Like, she's gotten into this phase where she's climbing on the couch and then, like, tumbling off of it. And my sister's like, ah, she's going to, you know, bop her head. And I was like, well, how is she going to know that she's going to hurt herself? I was like, she kind of has to fall at some point, right? You know, you got to.
Yeah,
you
know. Kids got to be, you got to let kids be kids. That's why my sister, I shouldn't even talk about it. My sister Christina babies her son to death, and he's such a prissy boy. I'm like, let the kid hang out with his cousins, go run around in the dirt, get beat the hell up. You know what I mean? Because if you do one thing to him, he's like, mommy. I'm like, yo. I love him to death.
That's the society today, though.
I was always told not to tattletale, too. Like, I couldn't come home and complain.
We were thrown outside. Don't come back in until we call you for dinner. You know what I mean? We had sticks and rocks. We didn't have cell phone video games.
That's how I was. I was outside in the woods building a fort all day long.
Seriously. Yeah, I don't. I ran around the streets. I don't know. Played with football.
Yeah.
You'd be home by the time the lights came on.
Yeah.
The street lights.
Or you got a beating. That was it.
Beaten,
yeah. Stealing candy from the candy store and stuff like that.
Your father comes home.
I didn't steal candy from the can. I stole cigarettes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Cigarettes were behind the counter. Did you jump over to the thing?
Nah, back in the day, they were out in front.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I didn't start smoking until I was 18.
Oh.
I was drinking when I was 18.
I was drinking when I was 15.
I was drinking when I was 12.
12? In the bar? I had my first beer. I had like a couple sips of beer when I was like 7 years old.
Well, see, the drinking age was 18.
Reason why I remember that is because my grandfather gave me a couple sips of his beer. It was like a Miller Lite or something. And I ran around that party butt-ass naked in a members-only jacket because I pissed my pants at 7. It's the only reason why I remember
that. That's pretty well.
You can get away with that at 7.
What? Yeah, running around naked.
At 37, not so much.
You're in trouble, deep shit. I was just going to tell a story, but I forgot. Oh, you're just talking about kids being tattletales.
Yeah.
I had dinner with my two cousins a couple nights ago, and my cousin Anthony was telling this story how he was taking his son to school. You know, his son, Nick, is, I want to say, 5. So they walk out to go to school, And he said his dad stopped in the driveway, and he's looking around. He's like, where's mommy's car? She's at work already. Where's my car seat? And he's like, we don't have it. You're going to sit in the back. You're not going to say a word to nobody. And he goes, oh, heck no. I'm telling mommy. That he didn't have the car seat. So he puts him in the car. He brings him to school. You know what I mean? So my cousin Anthony tells his wife that what happened, like he forgot to get the car seat, drove him to school. So he's, you know, Nick said he's going to tell you. So like when she came home from work, she was waiting to see if he would, you know, rat out his father. And she walked in, he came running up to her, mommy, mommy, daddy took me to school without the car seat, the first thing he said.
Oh, man.
He was like, that little son of a bitch told him right on me. Yo, yeah.
Dude, I
factor for sure.
That's a good thing, though.
I remember back in the day, I never had a car seat. Did you guys have a car seat?
I don't remember.
It was like WrestleMania.
I think they threw me by my head in a trunk and then while we were going places. Because there was five of us kids, so we all couldn't fit somewhere. I think I was the trunk kid.
I remember jumping all over the seats and everything.
Yeah, jumping, right?
Doing fat lady.
My mom be like, sit down! And I'm not jumping around.
Your parents are reaching their arm back, hitting
trying to shit. Trying to hold you.
Yeah. I used to,
back in that seatbelt. Yeah, right.
I could make my sister whine like I was playing an instrument. Like, oh, I knew, like, exactly when I could get her to start whining, and then I would just annoy the crap out of her and just get her screaming until my dad or my mom would start reaching behind and swinging at
her. I'm so sore. I don't understand how you could be sore from a massage. Are you supposed to relax your muscles?
Was it the happy ending?
No. No. You're the second person to ask me that today.
Just saying.
I mean,
no, it wasn't a happy ending. I don't do that stuff.
That's anymore. The first place where someone's mind goes when you say massage.
But why? Why does massage got to be sexual to most people? It's sexual to a lot of people.
I mean, because it's... Because
I ask a friend, a girlfriend.
It's kind of a
not
sexual
thing. Not even a girl,
thing,
girl I'm dating, just like a friend that's a girl. You want me to give you a back massage? Because I'm good at it. I'm going to brag a little bit. Oh, no, no. You know what I mean? I'm okay. Like, it doesn't have to be a sexual thing.
I'll prove the theory right now.
Oh, shit. Okay?
If you're going to go get a massage, you want some dude rubbing your back down or a girl rubbing your back down?
A girl, because
well,
I don't want a dude
go.
Rubbing my back down. But what's that have to
there
do with
go.
It? What does that have
it's
to
sexual.
Do with it?
It's sexual. It's okay. It doesn't have to be full-blown sexual. Like, it just has to
it's
be...
It's a sensual know. Thing.
Sensual.
I'll say sensual, not
sensual.
Sexual.
I mean,
I didn't pop a chubby at all while I was getting rubbed down today.
It's because you're a professional.
I am a professional.
Hey, when you're a pro.
I hate you. Is there a timer on that thing?
What? Yeah, we got... We got about 20 minutes.
We've only been talking for 40 minutes?
I think we're coasting.
We are coasting.
Ask me something. That'll be true.
All right, it's the first week of February, and I usually ask a question. I got to think of new questions. I didn't really think about it. I've been so busy, man. I just thought of a sick one, too. That's why he looked at me weird.
There's no one here to me to deflect on.
Yeah.
Art.
Why don't you ask the questions this month?
Me ask a
question?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, maybe if you would have let me
be
prepare
for
it.
Like,
damn second.
Instead of fucking waking me up and asking me a million questions. You got questions, man. Clearly, I was dead asleep. You had a billion of them.
All
right. I'm like, Mitch. Hold on, Mitch. I don't even know where I'm at.
Damn.
Go ahead, think of a question, bud. Don't burn your brain.
Sammy.
Yo, I'm like. Yo, like, I was like, huh? I don't even know what Billy said, my roommate. What did he say? Somebody from the radio's here? I'm like, huh?
Oh,
I'm like, and then I was like, shit. And I looked at my phone, I have 20 text messages,
like,
50 missed calls.
You know how, like, you kind of rush into a situation, and then when you're in it, you don't know how to explain yourself? You know, I was all concerned about getting here on time, so I just run up to your place and start pounding on the door, and all of a sudden, you don't answer it. So then I don't know how to say who I am. And I'm just like, radio.
I'm Sam's friend?
I kind of backpedaled. I kind of backpedaled to that, but the first thing out of my mouth was radio show.
Because I never not answer my phone. Like, you were so dumbfounded by it.
I was really.
Because
like,
I always have my phone like this.
And that's why, like, I got so worked up in explaining myself that when I saw you, I was so excited to see you. And then
you were excited.
And then I was like, hey,
I was
dude,
like, Mitch, come upstairs. All right.
I was like, what's the matter with you? Why aren't you answering your phone? I was like, I texted 1,000 times. You ready to go? We're late. Who
else
is coming? And you're just like, yeah.
I don't even know what's going on.
One of those days.
Oh, man. I'm awake now, though. So I see.
Get a question.
Yeah, right, here's a question. What was the most important thing you ever slept through?
There you go. Oh, that's a good one.
And don't say that thing that I know.
What thing that you know?
Yeah, you know the thing that I know.
What do you know? Say it. I don't have nothing to hide. I need a personal life, though, so don't get too personal.
Like your story.
What did I sleep through? Text me. I don't know.
Just tell. Just
move on. I don't know what he's trying to get at. Most important thing
I slept through, or the most important thing I missed?
You tell one, and then I'll tell one.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
His question was the most important thing you slept through.
I know what you're thinking about.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm not. That is not. Yeah. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it counts, but.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. We're not going to go there. Okay. So now, I don't know. Final exam, maybe? At Ryder? Or. I'm trying to think. I think I slept through a wedding one time. I'm trying to think. I definitely was hungover through a wedding and didn't make it to a wedding. Does that count? Wedding's pretty important, especially when I was in the wedding party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's up there.
I know. He didn't talk to me for like 2 years, my boy Ed.
Yeah.
I mean.
Mine was the same thing. I was like.
Well, that's pressure that comes from above.
Oh, his wife? He's supposed to be your friend. That son of a bitch never came.
And that falls right.
Yeah, he's.
Crap rolls.
He's falling.
Yeah, I had a bride get mad at me one time because I was in the wedding party and I wasn't wearing the right socks.
No way.
Yeah, and I was like, who the hell is going to know?
Bridezilla.
I was like, shit. I was like, my bad.
Were you in the wedding party?
Yeah, I was in the wedding party, but who's going to see my socks?
And you weren't wearing the right socks.
Yeah. They had my initials on them. It said, like, groomsman. I was like, you know, cool, but, you know, I forgot it. I remembered the suit.
So what did you wear?
I wore black socks. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a big deal to me.
So how did she see your socks if you had pants on?
You know, I'm a tall guy, so when I sit down, my pants get hiked up. She saw him in a limo.
And what'd she say?
She was like, Mitch, you're not wearing your socks.
He's pissing off the brides, man.
They probably paid a lot for their socks.
And then my friend is like, you know.
You never piss off.
My friend is like super Italian.
Never, not on the wedding day.
My friend's like super Italian, so he's like, Mitch, why are you not wearing your socks? I was like, oh, man, I didn't have an answer for him. And then she was like flipping, what?
Did what, she flip?
Yeah, she got mad.
Well, you know what? Most people don't look down.
Did they buy the socks?
Yeah.
They were custom-made socks for you. They wanted you a nice sock.
My initials. And the funny thing is, like, I have them in my drawer now. She was holding you accountable. And I never wear them.
Were you drunk?
Yeah.
Is that why you forgot the socks?
No. I packed the night before, man.
So you forgot the socks?
Yeah, I just forgot the socks.
On purpose? This is the real question. Was it on purpose? No. I just forgot.
I try to follow the rules. I just break them because, you know. I get stupid sometimes.
I don't ever follow rules. Even now. I hate rules.
Hence why.
Yeah, I'm kind of a rule breaker myself.
So what's the weirdest thing you ever slept through? I don't know what the sock story had anything to do with anything.
I was in my...
Through packing the socks? I mean...
Nah. I was in my senior year of college, and like there was this class that I had to pass. And I remember it was the 8 o'clock class. It was one of the funnest years of my life. So naturally, I had the lowest grade point average that year. And I remember not going to the class for the entire semester. It was 3 times a week at 8 o'clock. I was never making that. It was at Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you know Monday you're not making because you have a crazy weekend. Wednesday, I don't know what my reason was. I never made it. And then Friday, come on, I was out Thursday night. You know, of course I'm not making it. So I talked to the professor. I give him this awesome, awesome spiel about, you know, why I should pass the class. And he goes, you know what? It's all good. Come to the final. Pass the final. You'll pass the class. So I'm like, all right, I'm in. And like,
you didn't even show up to the final.
Yeah, I studied all night long. And I remember I wake up to my roommate's girlfriend. I could hear the front door slam so loud it wakes me up. And she comes running up the steps. It was an old house, so everything made noise. It was like the loudest thing in the world, her running into the house. And the whole time she's screaming, Mitch, you're missing the final. So she wakes me up, and I haul ass there. And I get there with like 5 minutes left. And the guy was so nice that he was like, okay, you're here. I'll let you finish it. I got time. I still freaking failed it.
Did you really?
I swear to God.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, so I had summer courses that
year. What class was that?
It wasn't senior year, it was my junior year. What's that?
What class was that?
It was, hell, I don't even know, man. It was some like gen ed that I could not care less about.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not using this. I don't know.
That's something. The most important thing you slept through?
It's one I remember.
Word.
I mean, you know, I failed the course. I had to take it over.
There's only one class I couldn't pass, and that was federal taxation.
I failed other classes.
I could never pass this class, dude. And the teacher hated my guts, and I couldn't stand them. And I just could not pass the class. And then like,
I can't imagine that was really exciting.
No, it was so boring. Yeah, but I needed it for my accounting degree, so I took it like 3 times. And like after the 3rd time, I was like, dude, just pass me, will you? There's the only class I need left. He's like, all right, come to the final. If you get a C, I'll pass you. And I did. I went to the final, got a C, he passed me.
It's awesome negotiating with professors.
Yeah. They just wanted to.
It's like, dude, I'm spending 40 grand.
I took the class 3 times. It was like 4,000 a credit. So what's 4 times 9? 36? I spent $36,000 taking that class. $36,000 just to pass that one class. That's insane.
Yeah, I failed a whole, like... I remember.
And are you using that knowledge today in any way?
Yes.
Just curious.
No, but federal taxation is retarded because federal laws, tax laws change every year. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't even know why they required to take that test. I mean, that class.
So
every year, like, CPA's got to be on top of federal laws and they're changing and blah, 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 blah. It's so boring. Tax accounting is so
freaking boring. But see, because it changes
boring.
So much, they want to make sure that you're on top of those changes.
Right? You know what? The government's crooked anyway, so might as well scam them. No, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, but you kind of did.
So just let us know when you get your audit notice.
Hey.
Did you do your taxes yet this year?
No, I didn't. I usually wait till April 14th.
Someone did my taxes for me last year. I think they
I could do taxes.
I think they were in North Korea.
Anybody needs their taxes done, I charge $100. I'm cheaper than Wells Fargo.
I know that like that's your thing, so like I would go to you, but I hate it when like someone who's not a professional says, "Hey man, I'll do your taxes for you." I'm like,
it's called H&R Block software.
Yeah, but the people at H&R Block are freaking retarded. Have you ever spoken to these people?
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm gonna go to a CPA. And, you know, sit with him for about an hour and a half.
I mean, that's all good if you have a bunch of LLCs or corporations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But for a normal person who works a job and has a wife that works a job.
I have a lot of expenses and, like, a lot of loopholes I got to do correctly. And
yeah, but are they bigger? Are they bigger than that?
Yeah.
All right. Because, yeah, then.
And also, if I get audited, I kind of want it to be on that guy. Like, hey, we're
all. It's all, yeah. So if I did it, it would be on you because you would have to sign your name. But if a CPA, it would be on him. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, whatever. What time is it? Time to go?
Almost. Get away. 8 minutes.
All right. I asked you a question. Ask me a question now.
It's 20 questions.
I'm just saying. I'll be honest right now.
No, I think I want to have a push-up battle so you can do more push-ups real quick.
Right now, I told you. I already did the gym thing today.
So did I. I whipped my ass in the gym. And then I got an hour and a half massage, and then my body feels like I'm mush.
You really want to do that right now?
No, I don't. I'm not what I want. I have no clue what's going on right now. All right, Super Bowl predictions.
Denver.
Over, under. Let's get the lines real quick. God damn it.
What are the lines?
I don't even know either.
I'm saying Carolina.
I'm a good handicapper, so I'll bet you.
I'm going Carolina.
You would go Carolina.
Hmm.
They suck.
Just because you guys said Denver. That's the only reason I'm saying it.
Anybody watch the Pro Bowl? Yeah. I don't even know why they have that game anymore. It's the worst game ever.
It's
just get rid of it.
Worst All-Star game
ever. All right. The line is currently Carolina's -5.5, and the over under is 45. I'll go with Denver and the over all day.
Yeah, I think Denver and the over.
There's no way Carolina is going to beat Denver by 6 or more. No way. If they win, it's by 3 points. So if I was gambling this weekend.
And we have this on tape so that we can come back.
Right, and I'm going to win. Carolina down. Over. No, I mean Denver over. Damn it.
I'm saying
Denver and the over. Carolina and what? Carolina. Over or under? 45.
Under 45.
What is wrong with him? How powered offenses.
I said
you know
under,
something I don't
I
know?
I said under 45.
Yeah, so you think the game's going to be under 45. I think it's going
to
be over.
And you just said two high-powered defenses. Oh, no,
offenses.
All right. You know, I'm starting to slow down mentally.
You said Denver and what? You're with me?
I'm with you.
Denver and over.
Denver and over.
All right, can I change it to Carolina?
It's too late. Yeah, you said Carolina and the under.
You did say Carolina.
Well, now I want to say Carolina over.
You can do whatever you want.
All right.
Watch it be under. It'll be like the world's lowest scoring game.
You guys want to put it?
6-3 final.
Even come up to a 2-digit.
What are you saying, Mitch?
You want to put a couple bucks on it? I'm talking about like, you know, just like 20 bucks. Nothing crazy.
I wonder if it was a team I cared about, but.
I'll bet you straight up.
Yeah,
you take Carolina?
Yeah.
You give me Denver +5.5?
No, let's just do it.
No. I need the line.
Numbers guy over here. All right, fine. Go ahead, take the line.
So you'll give me Denver 5.5. So before the game starts, I'm winning 5.5-0.
Yeah.
For $5, or you want to do 10?
No, 20. Make it fun. 20's fine.
All right, you're seeing this.
Shake the hand.
I'm witnessing this. Except when the police arrive, then I know nothing. My name is Gomez. My name is
we're batting 20 push-ups, not money.
Okay. Right.
No, I'm we're talking about.
Yeah, 20 push-ups.
Well, for the police sake, we're talking about push-ups.
I'm saying doll hairs.
Yeah, doll hairs. 20 doll hairs.
That's what I was saying.
Yo, so I don't... Oh, my God. I'm so hungry, too. All right.
Yeah.
You want me to ask you a question? I don't know. I got nothing.
Wow. All right. I guess I get off easy. All right, what do you got?
Yeah, you got anything for us?
I had a lot of... At my age, I have many stories and places I slept.
Would you ever sleep through, though? The most important thing you slept through.
Oh, man, when I was in the Navy, I think my watch. Because when you were talking, I was sitting here trying to think back, like, what was... There was many instances, but the worst was I was supposed to be on watch, and I was hungover and tired. And I went and hid behind. I hid someplace where they couldn't find me. And I woke up and I was like panicked, man. And it was not good.
Did they wake you up if you sleep?
They did wake me up.
With like a horn in your ear?
When they found me.
While you were hiding?
I wasn't where I was supposed to be.
What did they do?
Yeah, I got punished. Yeah, I had to go to captain's mast. And I was fined. I think restricted to the ship for like 45 days. They were there too.
That means you can't get off the ship?
Yeah, even when they got into
that's
a
like
port,
jail.
You had to stay there, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I would have been batty. I would have been like bounced off the walls.
Is yeah, there a lot was... to do on a ship? Is there a gym?
No.
There's no gym?
There was no. Well, I don't know about like today. I
nowadays.
Mean, 40 years ago, no.
Or it's
no.
Like there's one thing you can do on the ship.
Yeah, what is there to do on a ship?
We had TV, we played cards.
Shit, my fly's down. Again? Man, what's up with you?
Just like I work nights now, I work nights then, so.
You were overnight?
Yep,
so
I was
the
overnight shift.
What did you do in the Navy?
I was a boiler tech. We made the fresh water, hot water. We made the boat go forward.
So is that easy? What's that, a bunch stuff. Of levers?
It was pretty easy, man. We just kind of sat back. And.
Is it hot in that room?
Yes, hot and loud.
How long did you do that for?
2 years.
So you're all on the bottom of the boat, right?
Yeah. But it was cool.
But how long did it take to get to the top?
That thing was like...
They had an elevator?
12 stories. Yeah, there was elevators, but it was faster to take stairs.
Why?
It's just faster to take... Because there was more of them throughout the ship. Their elevators were only in certain spots.
How long would a ship be out at sea for?
Well, if you were on a carrier, you know, you were out for... 3, 4, 5 months, 6 months.
So how often would you see like...
I was on the flagship for the 7th Fleet, so we were never really out. We carried the Admiral, and he didn't like being out more than 2 weeks.
You carried the Admiral?
We carried the Admiral.
For like,
the
he didn't like Fleet. To walk?
He...
Did you carry him around?
We carried him around.
No, he was on the boat.
He was on the boat.
I mean, I take shit literal. So, when you would be out to sea,
yeah, throw him over my shoulder. I go,
you know, when I pick you up, I don't say, hey, man, I'm carrying Sammy to, you know, to the
show. We transported him around, you know what I mean? So,
were you in the Navy during Pearl Harbor?
No, that was way before me.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know my years.
Vietnam, Vietnam era. I'm
Vietnam. So, how about Vietnam?
Mm-hmm.
But you were on a boat.
Yeah. Standing in a rice paddy didn't seem very attractive to me, so I enlisted in the Navy.
How often would you see the light of day when you were out to sea for like 5 months?
Every day.
Oh, every day?
Yeah. It was like a job. I mean, when I didn't work, I worked from 4 a.m. till 8 a.m. And then I think I did a half a day. And then I was off from like noon till like 4 p.m. I worked 4 p.m. till 8 p.m. And then
so when
I was
you're
off
and you're at sea and you're stuck to the boat, what do you do?
During the daytime, we'd go up on way up on like the radio tower decks and sunbathe.
Just kick.
We had cards. We play cards.
Is there alcohol on the boat?
No, there wasn't any alcohol. We did have weed.
How'd you guys get that? In Vietnam?
Yeah, man, we had it every...
Hey, hey.
I mean, there was probably guys that drank and stuff. I mean...
Yeah.
Did dudes, like, go and hit, like, hooker dens, like, all the time in Vietnam?
Well, let's just say this. Well, we got it... Before we hit a port in the Navy, they would give us a list of places you weren't supposed to go to.
And then you would go to...
I looked at it, too, as my itinerary.
Nice.
I was like, wow, if they don't want us to go there, this place must be really good. So that would be the first place. It didn't turn out to really be that way. So
all right, shout outs. Mitch, anybody?
Just the usual family, my sister, my new brother-in-law, Scott.
Oh, yeah, Mitch was at a wedding this weekend. His sister got my congratulations. What's your sister's name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, congratulations.
Yeah.
And the new brother-in-law, congratulations.
Beautiful. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Weddings are great.
They are. They're a blast. Oh, man.
Wait, is gay marriage legal in Jersey?
Yeah.
Is it?
I think it is. Mitch, do you want to get married?
It's a good time or not.
You're too tall.
Is this an engagement?
We can go to Vegas, though.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Seth, herpes, and gonorrhea, right? Is that what it's
from? That will come with you.
Is that from Hangover, right?
he's like, that shit's forever.
That shit's forever. Oh, give a shout out to my parents. I love you guys, my sisters, my nieces, nephews, all the family. COA again. Pam and Morgan at the Recovery High School for giving me a chance to host this thing this weekend. There won't be a show next weekend unless we tape it again because I have to perform at the Stress Factory on the 10th. I don't know, dude. I'm just grateful to be alive. You know what I mean? Yeah. Grateful to actually feel my body hurt and not. You know, have to drown it. You got any shout outs, Art?
To my daughter in California. She listens.
Nice.
Awesome.
Does she like the show?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Caitlin.
What's up, Caitlin?
Yep.
What's up, Caitlin? Thanks for listening.
My future grandchild.
Yeah.
Boy or girl?
We don't know yet. She's supposed to find out, I think, in like 2 weeks. They'll be able to.
So next time we go on the air, maybe we'll know.
We might be able to know, yeah.
Nice. Is her stomach.
She's
high or low?
She's just starting to show.
Oh, actually, all right, because they say if it's like, high, it's a boy, right? If it's low, it's a girl?
She's like 12 weeks, so she's just kind of starting to show.
I mean, also, I know if the mother dreams of a girl, it's a girl. If the mother dreams of a boy, it's a boy. Does she have any dreams?
I have all women in my life, so my expectations aren't high for a boy.
Nice.
That's how I feel. I have four sisters,
happens,
no, all nephews, four sisters, all nephews. I'm never going to have a son, but what are you going to do?
So we shall see. I'll be happy with whatever.
Yeah,
as long as they're healthy, that's all that matters, right?
Because I can play with them and give them, send them home.
Shout out to my
spoil them.
My little niece Lucia. I want to maybe see her soon. I was really sick last week, and I'm finally done my antibiotics, so hopefully I can see my new niece. But
yeah.
People, listeners,
Don't listen to mainstream media. Get in your own head. Chase your dreams. Chase your thoughts. And just be good people. Peace. Yeah.